Chazal tell us, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. When Adar enters, so you start increasing your Simcha. So it starts with Chodesh Adar, and as we get closer and closer to Purim, it increases even more so, and we reach this apex on Purim, where we have this tremendous Simcha. What happens after Purim? Is it over? Is the Simcha of Adar finished with? Or not? Mishenichnas Av v'ma'atim b'simcha. Right? When Av begins, we go lower and lower in Simcha, through Tisha B'Av, a little bit on Asiri B'Av, but then, you know, Shabbos Nachamu and the rest of Av seems to be no Avelis. Seems to be no Avelis at all. Does it mean there's no extra Simcha at all in Adar? We're finished with it. We take down all the signs. We put away all the costumes. And that's it. Rashi, when he comments on the Gemara of Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Misimcha, says, why is that so? Because it's Yemei Nisim of Purim and Pesach. He connects the Ribui Simcha Adar to Pesach as well as to Purim, which would seem to imply that the Simcha Adar continues even after Purim is over. We're now moving into Pesach. So what does that mean? It means tomorrow you have to come up with a new theme and new costumes and everything else, more shtick, but the whole month is like that? Zara's very excited. So in order to understand this, I think we have to define a very simple term. That is, what exactly is the simcha that Chazal were talking about? What is the simcha that's associated with Purim and according to Rashi in Pesach, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha? This week we have a double parsha, Vayakel Pekudim. And we recount a lot of what we had read about in Truma and Tetzaveh, where we had been instructed about building the Mishkan. Here we come along and we're now talking about actually building it. And in Parshat Pekudei, we talk about the Bigdei Kohuna. We had read about them in Tetzaveh, and now we see how they were actually made here in Parshat Pekudei. And what are the Bigdei Kohuna about? As we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the Bigdei Kohuna were lechavod ulesefares. They brought honor, they brought glory to the Kohanim. But the Sefer Achinuch, the Chumash Vayikra and Parshat Shmini, has an interesting comment, a very brief comment, but an interesting one. The Torah Parshat Shmini tells us that a Kohen is not allowed to look disheveled. He's not allowed to let his hair grow too much. He's not allowed to wear torn clothing. Now, I would have thought that the reason that you can't wear torn clothing or look disheveled is because it's not kavod u'tufaret. It's not honor. It's not glory. That's true. But the Sefer Chinuch says there's also another matter. And that is that when the Kohanim are doing the avod in the Beis HaMikdash, they can't appear to be avelim. They need to be doing it mitoch simcha. Not only in a manner that's mechubad, that's considered to be honorable and dignified, but you have to do it mitoch simcha. What exactly is the simcha? Those of you in Pirkei Arachaim, we were learning today. Psukim talk about Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokecha, V'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. According to some opinions, the only way to be Mekayim, the mitzvah d'orait of Simcha and Yom Tov, is to eat the basar of a korban. Basar shlam. From the Torah's perspective, the real simcha is feeling a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When someone is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has a sense of simcha. And the Kohanim, when they are doing the Avodah in the Mishkan, they're doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, they're right up in front with the Shechina Shora, and they see the Nisim in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. And they're doing the Avodah, so they have the ultimate simcha. And therefore, everything that they do and every way that they appear has to be that aspect of simcha. And that's, to a certain extent, the simcha of Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Because we approach the Nisim of Purim and Pesach. Purim was the Nes Nistar, Pesach is the Nes Nigla. But in both cases, we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. We see how much He cares about us, takes care of us, helps us. Raftas, Rivenu, Dantas, Dineinu. He helps and fights our battles. And that's why there's simcha. That's why there's simcha towards Purim, and it continues. That sense of closeness as we get closer and closer to Pesach. But if the idea of being Sameach is important to a Kohen who's doing the Avodah, the truth is it has to be important to all of us. Because we may not be Kohanim, we may not be working in the Beis HaMikdash, but we're all Oseg in Avodas Hashem. From the time we wake up, till we go to sleep, everything that we do has a certain connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person has to feel simcha. A person should feel that sense of joy when they're being Oseg in Avodas Hashem. I think it was Rav Nachman of Breslov who coined the phrase of mitzvah gedola lios besimcha. And as true as that may be, I may have mentioned this once before, I think it's also true, the reverse, of simcha gedola lios b'mitzvah. You can sing it. I work at Simcha Gedola Lios B'Mitzvah. What do I mean? When a person's Oseg B'Mitzvah, when a person's involved in Avodas Hashem, that in and of itself should generate Simcha. And for people who are outsiders, they may not understand it. But if you think about it, it's very, very true. I want to give you an example. Many of us, hopefully, most of us, all of us, there's one day a week that we look forward to. And it's a day that brings us, to a certain extent, a lot more joy than the other days. It's Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, you look forward to Shabbos. Many different ways. But if you to talk to an outsider, somebody who wasn't Jewish, or somebody who was Jewish but had no religious background, and he began to describe Shabbos to them. And you tell them, well, they ask questions. Yeah, well, we don't do any malacha, and we don't use any electricity, and we don't use the phones, and we don't use the computers, and we don't turn on the radio, and we don't drive cars, and we don't cook food from scratch. And you tell about all the things that we don't do, they would probably look at you and say, boy, I feel bad for you guys. That's really depressing. And you say to him, what are you talking about? It's the best day of the week. And they think that you should be committed to the loony bin. Like, what are you talking about? Because they don't understand. They don't understand how you can be involved in something that to somebody else seems so bad, so depressing. And for us, creates a tremendous amount of joy. Is a mashal that's told, a parable. It goes back to the beginning of time. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Sheshes Yimei Breishis is making all sorts of creatures. And one of the creatures that he made was a very, very small creature. And the creature couldn't run very fast and didn't have any means of protection. you know, there were creatures who were mightier. There are creatures who could run fast. There are creatures, you know, the skunk has its poison and the porcupine has its thing. And this creature didn't have any means of protection. And he schleps himself to the Kisei HaKavod. And he says, Ribono Shel Olam, you created me and I have no means of protection. I can't run very fast. I can't do very much. I need some way to protect myself. Because Baruch turns to the creature and says, you know what, you're right. Go to sleep, tomorrow morning everything's going to be fine. So the creature's all excited. And he goes to sleep, and he wakes up in the morning, he thinks maybe he'll grow to be very tall, very strong. And all of a sudden he starts walking, and he realizes that walking has become even harder for him. And he saw that what happened was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had attached these appendages on his side that just made his body just a little bit clumsier when it came to walking. And it's really upset. And the creature schleps himself, and it's harder to schlep itself, goes back to the Kisei HaKavod and says, Ribono Shel Olam, what in the world did you do? It was bad enough before, now I have these appendages and I can barely walk. Ribono Shel Olam smiles kavyochol and looks down at the creature and says, silly bird, those are wings. With wings, you can fly. It all depends on how you look at the mitzvah, the appendages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Some people look at them and say, ugh, it's harder to walk with these things. I have all these mitzvahs, and it's just much harder. The smarter ones say, walking, these are wings. With these I can fly. When I have that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm also like b'mitzvah, there's this tremendous joy, this tremendous simcha. Yeah, there's certain things that I can't do, but I can fly. And if you can fly, so who cares if walking is a little bit harder? Shabbos is about flying. And we're able to do that. But you can take a look at any area of halacha. Take a look at the halachas of Taras HaMishpacha. An outsider would say, that's a tremendous invasion of privacy. And the person who truly understands says, this is something that makes our marriage so much more special, so much more lasting, so much more unique. Somebody takes a look at Hilchos Brachos and says, yeah, every time you put something in your mouth and every time you go to the bathroom and every time you got to say Brachos, Brachos, Brachos. You say, yeah, but I now have appreciation of everything in life. I don't take things for granted. And that makes me feel more of a sense of how wonderful the world is. I don't deserve this. Everything is a present. Everything is a gift. And with that, you have a tremendous simcha. You have a tremendous joy. So mishenichnas ador marbim b'simcha. And if we reach a crescendo as we get to Purim, who says that after Purim it's got to be downhill? Who says that it tapers off? Maybe it's supposed to be going more and greater. Not the hololos of, okay, the shtick and the costumes, etc. It's all very nice. But the real simcha, the simcha feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a couple of weeks more till the end of the Zman. It's not the end of the year, but it's the end of the Zman. But there's a sense of how wonderful Purim was in anticipation of Pesach. And we should be marbe b'simcha. And even after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we sense we're getting closer to the Me'ah Geula, to the time of Pesach and the Seder. So yes, it's a mitzvah gedola lios b'simcha. But we should never forget that there's also a simcha gedola, lios b'mitzvah.